keep it that way. History.
I call State Affairs Committee to order. Secretary, please take
Senator Duncan?
Here.
Senator Pichot? Senator Yuling? Senator Fisher?
Here.
Chairman
Here. I'd like to, there are several bills I'd like to take up. First, HB 237, state lease criteria. There was the only question involved with that was the language that was unclear regarding the total annual lease payments. There is a committee substitute that clarifies that language. Draw the members' attention to page 2, lines 2 and 3, 5, 6, and 7. Make sure that we're talking about total lease payments that exceed $10 million. The other language made it unclear. It looked like $10 million a year.
I'm not sure I even want to do this.
You got to put it on, you want to lay that on the desk until you have more time to consider, Senator?
Yeah.
There, we will lay House Bill 237 upon the desk until we have more time to consider it. I'd like to take up next HGR 62, Commonwealth for Guam. Mr. Moyer from the House is here. Senator Moyer, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, by the way, are we on teleconference today?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Appreciate the opportunity to testify. If anyone has been at all listening to the WLC conferences when attended, you'd certainly hear from the Guam delegation. In fact, as we know, the annual meeting will be in Guam this year, that Guam is seeking a Commonwealth status with the U.S. They are currently what is referred to as an unincorporated territory. It was sort of a novel legal device invented by the Supreme Court at the turn of the century when we acquired Guam as a victory in the Spanish-American War. And they've sat in this status ever since with varying degrees of military rule over them and are simply asking the United States Congress to consider their request for Commonwealth status, which is a negotiable item. There are two bills in Congress which describe what they are seeking. This resolution doesn't endorse those bills specifically because those items are negotiable, but rather their quest for their own political self-determination, something which I think most Alaskans can identify with.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moyer. Are there questions for Mr. Moyer from the members of the committee?
Do the people of Guam pay any, would they be paying an income tax under this basis? They would get all the benefits of everybody else, but would they have to then start paying an income tax?
Well, Senator Fisher, I believe they would. I believe
they pay income tax now.
Yeah, and I think the difference is they pay a federal income tax, but I believe it's rebated to their government to use to administer the island.
Except they don't control the government. There is no. It's not unlike Alaska was in territorial days, which makes me somewhat sympathetic. What is the pleasure of the committee with regard to this resolution from the House?
I move.
You heard the motion. Is there any objection to passing the HGR 62 from committee's recommendations? Hearing no objection, the resolution is passed with three members' recommendations. Thank you very much, Mr. Moyer.
Thank you, Senator. Sir. Members of the committee.
Given the schedule of Finance Committee members, I would like to take up this time HB 152.
What is that?
And I'll sign up later. We're about the end of those things, and the bill should go to Finance as quickly as we can get it there. There are several amendments.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Duncan.
Have we adopted the State Affairs Committee substitute?
I don't believe we adopted.
I would move adoption of the work draft of the State Affairs Committee substitute.
Without objection, it is adopted.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I would move amendments number
1, 2, and 3. You've heard the motions. Amendments 1, 2, and 3, which have been discussed previously, have been moved. Is there any objection to the amendments? With no objection, the amendments are adopted. What is the pleasure of the committee with regard to House Bill 152, which goes next to Finance? Okay, the motion is made that we pass House Bill 152 from committee. We have your recommendations. So is there any objection? Hearing no objection, House Bill 152 is passed from committee.
Bring it for signature.
Bring by the officer of signature.
Sure. Well, wherever you are.
I'll be upstairs. Whatever. I'll get
it. Thank you, sir.